Praise the Lord, everyone, this morning. Amen. Let's make our way to our seats as we get going here. If you are a first-time guest of ours here at Calvary Gospel, we're so thankful that you chose to join us today and worship with us, whether here in person or online, worshiping with us. Thank you so much for joining with us. We do have a connection card. You can fill out a couple points of information in the back. You may be seated, by the way. At the kiosk, if you're here in person, just a few points of information so that we can connect with you. We do have a small gift for you. If you're worshiping online, you can follow that link that you see on your screen, bit.ly/connecttocg. Again, just a few points of information. We'd love to do that. Giving. Who's excited about giving? If you weren't here in the 10 a.m. session, we are going to tell you about the giving options we have in here at Calvary Gospel. Go back and listen. If you weren't here, go listen to the phenomenal teacher that we had last. I'm just joking. That's horrible. Stop it. Amen. But online, cgcmadison.org. In person, there is a plexiglass box out there. You can send it with a stamp. You got those special stamps you bought at Christmas time that you still have. Send us a Christmas stamp. I'd love to see it. And then you can also give on the Church Center app through there. Encourage you to download that app. It's a way to connect to all things Calvary Gospel. You don't want to miss that. A couple things. We had our elements classes. Who was in an elements class this morning in the last hour? Amen. We got some folks. If you were not in one and you've recently been baptized and or filled with the Holy Ghost, we want to encourage you to join those. You can still join it next Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. and you would just go directly to the classes. An usher could help you find the one that you need to be in. But we want to encourage you to go that. If you go to our elements classes, if you have any questions, please talk to Pastor Jessica. She can help you out with that. Next Sunday, we've got a couple things going on here at Calvary Gospel. First off, for our ladies, any ladies in the house? Okay, there's about four of you. It's good. 5 p.m. In the fellowship hall, there's a ladies ministry discipleship. You do not want to miss that. Talk to Sister Lindsay Simmons if you have any questions about that. And Sister Lindsay, are you in? Way behind. There she is. And then next Sunday at 6 p.m. is our men's service and grill out. This is at Marvin's house. Bring a chair, some meat to grill, and a friend, and come out and have a great time with other men of Calvary Gospel. And then looking forward ahead, August 6th, we have this service every year. It's our All Nations Sunday. Has been called many things over the years. Last year was Summer Fun Fest and All Nations, and now we're just making it simple. It's all our All Nations Sunday. We're going to celebrate the diversity here at Calvary Gospel. We're also going to celebrate and be outside and have fun, have food, have things for the kids and things for the adults and everything, sports and stuff. And we'll be announcing more of that as we get closer. But make a point to be here Sunday, August 6th, right at 10 a.m. There won't be any classes. We're going to celebrate what God is doing at Calvary Gospel. Amen? Amen. If you would stand with me, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We want to just pray for this service. Pray for anyone. Anyone got a situation you want to indicate by a lifted hand? Everyone look around. See somebody's hand and just call out their name in the next few moments. Let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. We thank you, Jesus, so much, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your touch that, Lord God, we're feeling, Lord Jesus, God, the great, Lord, classes that we've had, Lord, the challenging words, Lord God. I pray you speak to our hearts again, once again, Lord God, this hour, Lord Jesus. Anoint every song that is sung, and Lord, as we enter in your presence, God, Lord, inhabit the praises as we praise you, Lord God, as your word says, God. Lord, I pray anoint the preaching of your word. Anoint the ministry that will go forth this morning. You saw every need. There's needs here, Lord God. There's needs of physical needs of healing, Lord. There's needs that are of a financial nature, God, of a familial nature, Lord Jesus, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you minister, God, and touch and move. Stir our hearts, Lord God. We need you. We cry out to you, God. We draw near to you, Lord Jesus, God, into your throne room, Lord Jesus, so that you can minister, God, to the very depths of the core of our hearts and lives, God. Speak to us, Jesus, God. Speak to us, Lord, this morning, God. We need you, God. Let's give them a hand clap of praise as we go into worship this morning.
Glory, splendor, holy. Thank you. from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus for my family,
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
You have no right, you have no equal.
Powerful presence of the Holy Ghost in this place this morning. Sometimes we come to church expecting nothing and we go home with nothing. But I just want to challenge you this morning, if you come here expecting something, go home with that something. Because Jesus is in the building today. He's in the house. You can be seated for just a moment. I just want to, before we get into the word of the Lord this morning, I just want to thank, the last few days we've had our music team and our sound team. We've redone our sound system and we had some areas we had to fix. And so Brother Andy Soto has been here for 2 days working with our sound techs, getting everything together and ready. So I want to thank our sound, our overhead, all of our music team, and that has been Sister Abby and Brother Jordan that have been here for hours and hours and hours and hours working on this, getting things ready for today. It is an honor, and it's great to have our friend Brother Morton Bustard with us here today. And let's stand in honor of Brother Bustard. He's got a new grandchild. I'm sure he's going to brag about that. He now has more than me. So, Lana, Marvin, come on. Let's, just joking. God bless you, Brother Bustard. Come preach to us this morning.
Is this my water? Let's give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. So June Helen Terrell came into this world about 3 weeks ago, and she's a doll. That says it all. So several months ago, Kayla, the mother of the trio, she must have had a craving for something, so she said, I better go and have you know, this checked, and she came home with a picture, not knowing the gender. And George, the oldest grandchild, he's 5 and a half. He was sitting on the floor in front of her playing with Lego. And she said, George, look at this. He said, what is that? She said, well, remember when you were in... No, he said, is that a T-Rex dinosaur? And then she said, no. Remember when you were in my belly and I showed you that picture? He said, yeah, is that me? And she said, no. He said, is it a baby? She said, yes. He said, you're having a baby? Yes. And then he said, you're going to have a baby girl. Because every day I've been asking Jesus for a little sister. So George and Jack are big brothers to June. And I'm a proud grandfather. And before I go on a trip, and I did it yesterday before I flew to Madison out of Alexandria, Louisiana, I went over to Kayla's house and had George, the 5 and a half year old, Jack, the 2 and a half year old, lay hands on me and pray for me. That's what I do. I want them to know several things. Jesus hears their prayers. And I want to affirm this young generation. I want to affirm your children and your grandchildren. This generation may not be the last, but we're not going to let it be lost. That's our hill. That's our hill. Amen. So Marilyn would have liked to have come. Marilyn, that's the love of my life. Over 40 years of marriage, when you found the best, you don't mess with the rest. That's the way it is. I'm a little bit different. I understand that. I'm not big in the hugging. But Marilyn tells a different story. I told you before, there's ways to hug. Would you stand up, my brother? There's ways to hug. Now, you don't have to do a big squeeze. No. I'm going to take authority, and you know I'm going to take authority. Keep standing. Forgive me for taking too much time, but the ways to give a hug, you just have to walk up and do the whole bro thing. Just, how you doing, bro? You don't have to hold them and set you. Thank you, brother. That you might have to be intubated because you can't breathe. Okay, that's just me. Not a germaphobe, but pre-pandemic, I gave the fist bump. Yes, I do shake hands. Not every time. Not a germaphobe. It's just the fact that not everyone practices. There. I won't say any more. But anyhow, right before we turn to the scripture, we have another announcement. Not only do we have the new website, mortonbustard.org, but it's real easy to find because all you got to do is take out your phone, whether you get your apps from iTunes, Apple, or Google, just put in Morton Buster Ministries. And if someone wants to do that real quickly while I'm turning to the scripture, it won't take us but a second, just Morton Buster Ministries. And you can download the app, and we're going to have cool things on there. And we're going to be doing some teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. Also, making it applicable to your children. Oh, what happened to that amen? Man, I might as well forget it right now if I can't get an amen of that. We need to raise up the generation that's going to prophesy. We are adult-oriented, and that's all right, but the enemy is, he's not biased when it comes to age, and he'll go all the way down to the youngest, and that's what he's doing. And I'm going to be vocal. You might think that I'm speaking on behalf of a political party. I'm not. I'm speaking on the word of God. We're going to salvage our children. We are just not going to let the... And by the way, we're not just going to have them in church. We're going to have church in them. Would you give them a big hand clap? Well, it's a... Okay. Okay, this is your wake up right now. Here's the alarm. The most annoying sound you've ever heard in your life, because we're going to have church. Hallelujah. If you're a guest that with us today, would you just slip your hand up if you're visiting with us? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to change that. Amen. No summer slump. I love Bishop John Grant and his beautiful wife. I love Pastor Roy and Sister Lois. I told him last night, the Lois he has is better than any Lois he could ever get. And I'm in the neck of the woods where men are not emasculated. Where are those deep bass baritone voices? Come on, admit it. If you've got a hair dryer in your house, it's mounted on a rifle rack. And hair mousse is an entirely different topic to you. Amen. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. I hope I'm in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, because I missed the colon between the verses, so it can't be 1 John 15. And if we found that, we got it. That is the fastest IT crew back there. I'm reading the room. I'm seeing if we're really going to get into the flow today. Because we don't have a night service. And I know the potential of this church. This then is the message which we have heard of him. And declare unto you that God is light. And him, in him, is no darkness at all. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Boom, they're about to throw it up on that screen. They are the fastest. They're faster than a speeding bullet. I never even gave them a heads up. If you want to know the truth, I got into the hotel. I had my time of prayer. I waited upon the Lord through the night. And this is what came to me. I feel it's a word for your church. Fresh off the press. Got to be a bold man to get up and do that quickly, but it's the word of God. Jesus Christ the same. Would you say the same?
Same.
Yesterday. And today. And forever. Whatever he did, he does. Whatever he was, he is. And then finally, James chapter 1, verse 17. I'll give them a moment to find that passage, because that's all they're going to move. Someone back there is better than me at the word of knowledge. They're acting like they. I don't know, did you hack my iCloud? That's good. The only deal about George calling it a girl, and it is a girl when he prayed. Yeah, he prays for me every time I go on a trip. And several months ago, I went to fly out. He laid hands on me and he said, "Oh Lord Jesus, keep Pops away from danger and keep the plane away from the power lines." So when he called it a girl and it came to pass, I'm thinking, oh, I'd rather drive. James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, which with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you'll move mightily in this house, in Jesus' name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know that I'm anal. You know that I'm going to not push you, but I'm going to nudge you. The world has gone crazy. Do you honestly think that if we remain on our heels, we're going to oppose evil? Do you really think we ought to have a weekend in July of revival in one day's time and not really get the best out of it? Do you want your children to watch how you're acting when it comes to you telling them, sit up, little Johnny, and pay attention? Or do you think that leadership is the best way to exemplify a worshiper? Then give him a big hand clap in this house, because he deserves it. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And when you guys tweaked the sound system, you nailed it. Let's leave it like that. And sound people, don't turn me down, please. This crowd might get loud. Don't turn them down. You may have to turn me up, but don't turn them down. And every good and gift and every perfect gift, I want the good gifts and I want the perfect gifts. Not exactly sure what a good gift is and what a perfect is, but since it is from above and it cometh down from the Father of lights. So let's do a little exposition, you know, a little, you know, exegesis right here. So it cometh down from the Father of lights. One translation implies that is the Father who created all light, the stars, the moons, the planets, the solar systems. It's he that created it. But at the same time, he is the creator of all light. He does not create darkness. He does not create a lie. He cannot lie. He does not create an untruth. He is truth. He does not create deception and confusion. He is not the author of confusion. And he is truth, the way, the light. Give him a big hand clap at Calvary Gospel Church. And with this God, there is no variableness. And the carpenters know what a variable speed drill is. It can go up, down, so forth. And you have variable things in life. And there are variables that play into your scenario. There are variables that play into your home, your economy, whatever. There are variables. But with God, there is no variableness. That means nothing changes. Whatever he did, he does. Whatever he was, he is. What he says, he can still do. Now this part, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Since in the prayer chamber, I like to begin every evening and every morning and every evening by looking. When I begin in the morning, I found out which was east at my hotel. Because when I opened the curtains, the sun greeted me. Canada, please don't mess up the sunshine here in Wisconsin. Prime Minister Trudeau, please take care of the forest, because I'm a Canadian. I'm begging you to take care of proper practice, practice proper forest management, please, because the people of Wisconsin would like to not have to have weather alerts. We want to see the beautiful silos, the beautiful barns, the beautiful pastures. You have the most amazing. Come on, cheeseheads. You have the most amazing geography. Mr. Trudeau, we want to see it. We don't want to breathe this junk. So I look to the east, and I say, from the rising of the sun. Then I look to the west, and I'll say, to the going down of the same. And this evening at the hotel, I will do it again. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. But the reason why I know those directions is because the sun moves, or the earth revolves around the sun. This is how this amazing thing. So we have changed. Change is not bad in itself. I've been coming here for a long time. How do I preach for so many years and look so young? How in the world do I have 3 grandkids and still look to be in my 30s? I don't know. It must be the water that I'm drinking. I'm going to get you awake one way or the other. Change is not bad. I'm glad for some changes. I'm glad for the changes that I've witnessed here at Calvary Gospel. You've come a long way. And there ought to be more change because we don't want to stay here. We thank God for the change that we've experienced, but we're believing God for more change. Has anything changed in your life? Come on, bring up the sound a little bit because they may not hear me. Has anybody here been set free from alcoholism, from nicotine, from drug addiction or whatever? Perversion, bad thoughts, bad... Oh, God only knows what you've been... But how many have had a change? And how many are believing the change, Madison, Wisconsin? We're not going to leave. We're not going to pull it. We are not going to shatter Calvary Gospel because we're in a challenging spot. Because we believe that where iniquity abounds, there is grace much more abound. So we believe that right here in the capital of good old Wisconsin, we are about to have a move of God. So there's going to be a great change. Except there's one thing that cannot change. And that's God. Because why would you change? If you're perfect, why would you alter perfection? He cannot ascend. He's the highest. He cannot get more wise. He's omniscient. He cannot get more power. He's all powerful. So what I'm trying to tell you is, in him is no variableness. No back and forth. Oh, goodness sakes, I've seen it in my lifetime. Even in the elected official category, I've seen people that I probably would have cast a vote if I could have, but I'm a Canadian and I can't. But then again, some do. Maybe I should. No, I'm not going to do that. Let me just find an electronic voting machine and we'll get her done. Nope, not going to do that. But my point is this, I've witnessed people change. I've witnessed people who stood for the truth and they changed. They changed. That change is not good. But with God Almighty, there's no need to change because he is perfect in all that he is and all that he does. So it doesn't take a long time for me to preach to you today that in him is no variableness or shadow of turning. Now, I understand the shadow of turning refers to things that some light is shining on, and when you move, there is a shadow cast. There is a movement like the old sundial, the shadow of turning. As time goes on, change happens. But at the same time, there's no shadow of turning with him because how can he turn? How can he move? I don't mean in the house. I mean, how can he move? Because when you left your house, he was already here, and he's still at your house. When I flew out of Alexandria yesterday afternoon, he was there. I arrived here. He's already here, and he's still in Alexandria. He's everywhere present, and he's nowhere absent. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the part that I want to tell you. The God who spoke and created the worlds has not changed. He who laid the foundations of the earth and fastened them in place does not change. The one who put gates around the sea and said, this is where your proud waves will be stayed and you'll not come any further, which is still the reason why you cannot buy oceanfront property in Arizona, because a long time ago said, God said, this is where your waves will be stayed. He hasn't changed. The one who touched the mountain and made it smoke has not changed. The one who lowered the hills, exalted the valleys, and made the crooked straight has not changed. The one who flung trillions of stars into the universe, he not only numbered them, he calls them all by name, has not changed. You've got to help me out here. I'm trying to preach with my suit coat on. I may have to take it off. The one who is so powerful that he balances his government on one shoulder has not changed. The one whose hand is not short that it cannot save and his ear is not heavy has not changed. The one who clothes the grass or raises the lily and feeds the sparrow has not changed. The God who destroyed the false idols and the false gods of the Old Testament has not changed. Come on, give him a 30 second hand clap. Children, are you listening to me? The one who sent a little boy named David with five smooth stones and a sling against a giant, and he brought the giant down, has not changed. The God who destroyed the demon, although there was a physical image, it was a demon of Moloch, has not changed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are still giants. They may not be named Goliath, and they may not be 10 feet tall. They may not have a spear, the tip looks like a weaver's beam. Ladies and gentlemen, Moloch, that image may have been torn down, but we can see in 2023 that demon has resurrected, and it is still alive. And it is wanting you to sacrifice your children to this demon God. Bring up the sound. I found my sweet spot here. Now, maybe you don't realize that the demon of Moloch is alive, but go read Jonathan Cahn's book, the Lesser God, The Return of the Lesser Gods, and you might be persuaded that it is. Because people in the right mind do not do to children what they're trying to do with children. People who have a scintilla, people who have a semblance of sanity do not do to five-year-olds what they're doing to five-year-olds. I don't care if you're a libertarian. It's time for you to come off that hill when it comes to the child. Well, I'm a libertarian. I don't think the government should be saying what should be said in schools and not. Then you're telling me that you don't mind some of the books on the shelves of some of your children's schools. And don't play ignorant. Show up at a school board meeting and ask to see the book. And you will be shocked when you read some of the pages. But God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. We don't need a new God. You don't need a new God in flesh. Jesus is God, great God Almighty. You don't need Holy Ghost 2.0. You don't need a second generation of the Holy Ghost. The first generation is all you need. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. So in a changing world from day to day, it's changing. It's changing because evil is good and good is evil. We are living in a season of inversion of norms. It is upside down, inside out. It is bizarro land. It is crazy what's going on, but God hasn't changed. They told you if you get the shot, you won't get it, you won't give it, but some of you have got it and you've given it. They change. Your AMA is still scratching their heads on gender. Things have changed. Somebody is trying to drag us into World War III, and you will thank God for preachers and prophets that warned you. They're trying to get us into a hot thermonuclear conflict. Don't you understand that this demon is trying to tell you that the existential threat is the planet? Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to take care of the planet. But I've got news for you. This planet is going to pass away, and we will see a new heaven and a new earth. I'm all for environmental management. Absolutely I am. Oh, yes, I am. I really am. But I don't believe that you're the threat. Everything has changed. They're trying to tell you, don't have any more children. You've already got too much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the facts. We don't have enough humans being born right now to sustain humanity. If we don't start having more babies, we won't have humanity. I know you think I'm crazy, some of you, but I'm not crazy. I'm just bold enough to stand here and tell you that there is a spirit of deception that is loose, but God Almighty doesn't have any variableness. There's no swaying. There's no back and forth. I thank God that when I pray for him, I pray for the God that doesn't change. I'd hate for God to say, hey, Mord, I've changed my feeling on that. I've got another opinion. I've talked to Michael and Gabriel, and we've changed our opinion on how a marriage is supposed to come together. I'm glad that the word of God doesn't change. In him is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Don't you understand what that means? In him is light and no darkness. There's no... Oh. goodness. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for dropping this in my heart. Thank you, God, for talking to me last night. What I'm trying to say is, a shadow has an inference or a shade or a hue of something that's not completely light. It casts something at the very least is gray, but there's not even any gray with him. Would you come back to the music, please? We're about to have signs, wonders, and miracles. Thank you. You are the quickest band on the move that I've seen. Man, I had to email some of the band to come back, but not you. I had to send a text message to some of the band and say, we're here, but not you. Aren't you glad that we're almost through preaching? Or do you want another 2 minutes of it? Oh, okay, well, we'll shut it down. Because I was going to get to the good part. The very God who took clay and formed man and breathed not in his mouth, in his nostrils. See, when they had that whole mask mandate, I kept trying to tell people, see, this is affecting right here because I'm sorry, I'm anal. I'm not a doctor, but I have some doctors that are friends and I study. I kept trying to tell people, this is where you inhale. And you could tell. Let me do that one more time. Trudeau, cut it out. That's Canada. No, this is the filtration system. God designed you so amazingly. Hallelujah. Man, God Almighty. He put you together in such an amazing way. Why would you let someone talk down to you? Why would you let someone affect you, intimidate, to irritate, to manipulate you with insecurity? You're talking to God's creation. That person that's acting like, hey, young lady, that young lady that acts like she's Miss Perfect, you know the reason why? You know the reason why she's talking smack to you? Because she's insecure. So, look at that band. Is that you, Johnny? Is that Johnny? That's not Johnny. Worst, I thought you were Johnny. No, not Johnny. Marvin. Marvin. Where did I get Johnny? Hey, I'm going to do it this way. Hey, Johnny, Marvin, we're going to need the Holy Ghost to show up in here today if we're going to start ministering in the Holy Ghost. What you saying?
Work.
You, I'll do it out of town. We better, okay, I got you. I got you. I got you. God gave you a son-in-law. He gave you a brute. Can I take another 10 minutes here? I have never felt this at home. Hey, Brother Roy, you don't have to go to the gym. Why go to the gym? You've got him. Good land sakes alive. Where did I get Johnny? Pardon?
Pastor's brother.
I just got to watch up because if I keep this up, Marilyn's going to let me wrap and hide my Christmas gifts. Man, it sure is great to be in Madison, Mississippi today. I'm going to have to leave that road and come down here and get ready to close this out. Ladies and gentlemen, I received a text several months ago. It's on my iPad. I'm not going to scroll through and try to find it, but it happened in your state 25 years ago. Robert Costa, several months ago, sent me a text. Brother Bustard. Robert Costa, if you don't know him, he preaches. He's an entrepreneur. He's an accountant. He's a good accountant. He sent me a text. He said, Brother Bustard, I'm sitting with a man who said 25 years ago in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, you walked down and spoke a word over his little boy baby boy that was born with one lung. And you said, it's all right in Jesus' name. They took him back to the doctor. They examined him and they discovered a new lung. And for 25 plus years, that lung has been working perfectly. I'll get back to the creation, how you're created wonderfully. I'm going to brag on you again in just a second. I don't know, about 3 months ago on a Thursday morning, I'm talking to a young pastor in our district of Louisiana, Shane Lester, and we're just chatting. He said, Brother Bustard, my mother's got blood clots into her shoulder. There are several. And 23 doctors have examined her. Sister Lester is about 75. Her and her husband, Wesley, semi-retired from pastoring. I called and got her on the phone. She said, Brother Buster, she said, these blood clots have moved up into my neck. They don't know what to do. I said, I do. Because in him is no variableness. Why would there be any variableness? Because he doesn't have to regroup for blood clots. He doesn't have to regroup for stage 4 cancer. The WHO is saying another virus is coming. Who would have guessed it? I mean, they're Nostradamus. What are they cooking? But God's already there. Don't live in fear. In him is no variableness. Let's keep it down just a bit. We rebuked them and commanded them to dissipate. Thursday evening, I was driving through Popeyes. That chicken is kicking. And the biscuits are bad, but oh, they're good. Puts on an act all these years, and then he comes and tells us he eats junk food. Not a lot. Sister Lester called me. She said, Brother Bustard, within 1 hour after you prayed for me this morning, I looked at my husband and said, my body just changed. They examine me. They can't find a blood clot. There's no variableness or shadow of turning. The one who sent manna, quail, brought soft water from a hard rock can bless you for your finances. How many of you need a financial miracle? Hallelujah. I do that real quickly, think, oh man, not a lot of hands went up. Going to be a good offering today. I'm teasing. I was in May, I was in Columbus, Ohio. I go there about the same time every year. A man named Jim let me back into the pastor's office, and he said, Brother Bustard, he said, I want to share something with you, and I have the video clip that we pulled from the service, and I can share it with you if you want to put it on your website. We're probably going to do it. He said, actually, I think his first name is Mike. But then again, Johnny, I don't know. He said, 7 years ago this week, we have you on camera walking over and prophesying to me, saying, God's going to bless you like Abraham. You're going to come through. And he said, honestly, my word's not his. He felt like an infidel because in order to try to pay the payroll, he was pretty much robbing his own family. But he said, in that 7 year period, God has turned everything around. He said, millions of dollars have flowed through. Stand with me all over the house. Pastor Roy, how many years ago was it when Brother John came here? About Brother John Grant. 40, 50 years ago, in 1972, would someone give, is that 51 years?
Pardon?
51. My memory is sharp, but more my mathematics are pretty sharp. Hallelujah. You go to this church? Were you here when I was here last year? You were. Were you sitting right there? Ah. You've moved.
Changed.
The God who directed John Grant here hasn't changed. There's no need. In closing, he's not in the least, infinitesimally speaking, any less than he was. And if you are having blood pressure issues that even meds don't seem to be able to mitigate, and I'm standing here for a reason. I don't need to get any closer. I can, but I'm standing here for a reason. There's more of you, but real close in proximity to me. If you'd like for Jesus to begin to manage that blood pressure, raise your hands up. That's why I come over here. I was going to try to squeeze in here, but you're in a hot spot right there. What's your first name?
Al.
Al? Would you come over here, Al? This is not revelation, Al, but did I pray for you last year?
Yes, you did.
I thought so. Maybe it's just the short-term memory. I don't know. I'm teasing. I'm just having fun. Been to the doctor with?
What's that?
You've been to the doctor with?
Yes.
Well, I use the term manage, but he's not going to manage. He's going to miracle it. Do you mind if I keep talking to you?
No, I don't.
Now, we didn't collude before the service. We didn't sit back in Pastor Roy Grant's office and say, okay, Brother Buster, if you could go through this list here. We didn't do that.
No, we did not.
Next thing is, he's not going to manage your sleep. He's going to just give you sleep. Uninterrupted rest. Rest that is not, you're not going to be restless.
Yes.
Raise your hands up. Now, there are some that would question and go to the textbook and they would look at your symptoms and they would talk about neuropathy. Some would even use the term gout. But you know what? It's coming out in Jesus' name. He's touching you right now from the top of your head. Through your body to the soles of your feet. There it goes in the name of Jesus. Al, on the authority of the Word of God, I pronounce you healed. In the name of Jesus, would you give Al a hand clap? Now, would you give great God Almighty a hand clap? Before I brought you out here and prayed for you, was your body in any pain or discomfort?
Yes, I was fatigued.
You were?
Yes.
Any pain in any part of your body?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
No.
That change is good. Well, the fatigue goes to the rest, so now we've got that taken care of in Jesus' name by the power of the living God. Your hands up. I want you to know that God has heard your prayer. And on that prayer list, everyone you've named, I tell you that God is hearing you wait upon him. He does not impose his will. Now, he could have made Jonah go to Nineveh, but instead he made him want to. I pray that the people you're praying for, God will put a desire in the heart to want to. I release it over them. I expect the change in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can I keep talking to you?
Yes.
Raise your hands up. I'm going to going to do with this. The first one I'm going to do this is here. Father, every bone in your body, in Jesus' name, from neck to tailbone, now all the way down the toes, be restored in Jesus' name by the power of the living God. Would you praise him for a second? Touched. Thank you, Al. Thank you, sis. There were more blood pressure hands that went up. I just prayed for Al because that's who I wanted to pray for first. Raise your hands up and Jesus will take care of yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Been to the doctor with?
Yes.
What have they said?
They said that it's basically the way it is.
Raise your hands up. Well, we're going to say it's the way it was. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can I talk to you?
Yes.
So you helped someone who was convalescing, and it could have been because of years, an elderly. Matter of fact, it could have been a loved one. It could have been a friend, but it could have been a loved one. But you helped. You helped out. And I want to tell you that you're not going to be alone. You kind of paid it forward. God's taking care of it. Isn't he wonderful? There were more blood pressure hands that I didn't get all the way to yet. If you'll raise it up, I'll get to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands up, Mama. From the top of your head through your body to the soles of your feet, be loosed in Jesus' name. Did I get them all? Did I get them all? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy. Power of God is on you. Something's happened to your body. Step out. Raise your hands up. Nancy. We command it to leave your body even now in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the living God. Black, would you raise your hands up? Oh, keep looking up here. You're all staring at her. That's why I hesitate to do that sometimes. That word I just gave to the lady up there, who she's prayed for, ditto to you. Echo it to you. God is moving. He never changes, but you need change. And it's going to be good. So, a door is closing, but don't worry about it. One is open. You're going to go from this to better. You're not going to be stranded. Can I keep talking? We can talk about iron. We can talk about certain attributes of the blood. Not attributes, but the culture of your blood that needs a pickup. But here it comes. Father, in Jesus' name, she needs an infusion of energy in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. And by the way, you keep doing everything you can, but you are not called to bear that which is unbearable. In Jesus' name. Anyone else need a miracle? Then I'm not going to walk the aisles anymore. Come up here and line up. I'm going to speak a word over you, and Jesus is going to begin to work miracles here right now. Keep coming. Line up all across the front. I'll be down there. Give me room to move, and I'll be down here moving in a second. But while they are coming, I want this wonderful worship team to lift him up.
Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you've won, I am who you say I am.
I love that.
You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated. With
I'm going to tell you what I just sensed in the Holy Ghost. I just felt a shift about 2 minutes ago. The presence of God has just moved in here. I'm going to take a step of faith. Pastor Roy, when we were driving last night and you told me about your feet, that's not revelation. Under the authority of the Word of God, I tell you that you're going to have good change in Jesus' name. Father, from his head through his body to his toes, in the name of Jesus, be touched right now by the power of the living God. In the name of Jesus, be touched. I command it to come out of the nerves of the feet and so forth. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let blood pressure be normal in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak restoration. Those preaching points that we talked about, some of them may be still in operation, some may be not. Father, I'd love to see a season where they actually double in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask you to take us down off the air because I want to minister to people. I don't want them to think, oh, I don't want to get ministered to because I'm on the internet. No, take us down off the internet. We're going to just have about 10 minutes of ministry right up here. Hallelujah. Have the two of you come for prayer?